Stoudemire's running out of the grass, it went for his backup. Two developments. One, your phone call had quite an effect on Long. He pulled off a prepared statement he had planned to read, and instead said nothing. He just mumbled up there and said, paper this morning says he's now saying there will be some kind of a spending limitation, but he doesn't know just what it'll be.
Do we want some kind of wheelbarrow?
No, we don't. We want to argue at this point that we need what the House did, a clean spending limitation.
Right.
Len Jordan is going to offer an amendment.
Right.
He sees this as a constitutional question and all that baloney.
He's not here.
He won't come. Bennett will talk undoubtedly in this meeting about an amendment. We all feel strongly from a tactical standpoint, we should not show any give at all at this point. The Senate may roll us on the question of an amendment. But
a question.
Yeah.
We naturally want to get the Congress out of here.
Sure.
Now, are we, they're still aiming for Senator Jersey?
They are.
What is the situation on the filibuster on the...
Bussing may hang it up. They may not be able to get out of here. Scott may talk to you about this morning. He's going to try and get Allen to agree to the tabling of Bussing with a promise that it will be taken up early in the next session.
What should I say to that?
You can't agree to that. You'd have to say that naturally it's a serious problem. You're going to Atlanta today. They're under a 5-week court order for massive busing in Atlanta.
Right.
Yes, sir. And that there are communities all over the country. The Denver case comes up in the Supreme Court this morning for argument. And this thing is just popping all over the country.
What is it? Our people's suggestion that you like it?
Yes, sir. Now, Scott called me yesterday. He said, please don't let the president say anything that would prevent or screw up my plan to get busing tabled. And I said, well, Senator, you could help this thing an awful lot if you'd swing around behind the president on this. And he said, oh, my principles wouldn't allow me to do that. And I said, well, I just don't know what the president's liable to say or do.
Well, let's just leave it and let them screw it up.
I think.
Oh, wait, what if they?
They'll go over into next week if Allen and Scott can't get to some agreement.
Yeah, then the whole Congress.
Well, now there are other factors. Humphrey has said he will filibuster a spending limitation.
Oh, he's against the two.
There's something going on though. Muskie is terribly afraid of a pocket veto on the water quality bill. He would like to keep the Congress in session past Tuesday to prevent you from pocket veto.
Well, why don't we just also get investigation and so forth? We ought to get signed by. The House will get the hell out of them.
They're willing.
Well, what should we? I mean, my advice is.
Well,
why not let them kill it without getting caught?
The spending limit?
Everything.
Let's
face it.
That very well, but Timmons feels, and talking to him this morning, that about midnight Saturday night, that's what's going
to
happen. They're just going to bag everything and go home.
Dave, you want me to be tough?
Yes, sir. Tactically, that's the best way to get out of here.
I was going to say that they